From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Loyalists of the Islamic State militant group in Afghanistan have released a new video on Friday showing a massive suicide car bombing on an Afghan security outpost, as well as several other violent acts, including some carried out in neighboring Pakistan. Islamic State, which controls large areas in Iraq and Syria, have released a map in January that identifies Khorasan as its, quote, province. And that includes areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan claimed to be under its control. Authorities in the Central African Republic have postponed national elections by 3 days to December 30th. Logistical difficulties were the reason cited for the delay. Now the Electoral Commission is scrambling to get everything in place for the polls, which many hope will return peace and normalcy to the CAR. Katrina Hoy reports from Bangui.
5 days ahead of elections to choose a new president and parliament, voter cards had just arrived in the Bangui neighborhood of Boeing, next to the airport in Central African Republic's capital. Electoral workers are busy sorting the cards. We are trying to put them in alphabetical order. It takes longer because many of the workers and voters can't read and write. On Thursday, authorities delayed elections by 3 days until December 30th, saying preparations for the voting were taking longer than expected, especially the training of poll workers. Ballots only arrived in the capital on Wednesday, too late for the UN peacekeeping mission, known as MINUSCA, to deliver the material to the provinces. Already long delayed, Central Africans and international organizations hope the elections will turn a page in the three-year-long conflict that erupted after rebels ousted President François Bozizé in 2013. Katrina Hoye, VOA News, Bangui.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Walid Amualem, Syria's foreign minister, says his country is ready to participate in peace talks with opposition representatives in Geneva. Al-Mualem met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing on Thursday to reach a consensus on how to pursue a political settlement towards peace. Talks could begin as soon as January. In a related story, an airstrike near Damascus on Friday killed top rebel commander Zahran Alouch, who was led one of the most powerful groups fighting against President Bashar Assad's government. This is widely seen as a significant setback to the anti-Assad rebels, particularly right before negotiations are set to begin. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. At least 100 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno in the town of Nnoi. This when a gas truck exploded. The fire raged for hours, consuming nearby buildings and engulfing the town in clouds of billowing smoke. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Pakistan on Friday in the first visit by an Indian prime minister in more than a decade. Modi stressed the importance of the countries in the region uniting against terrorists. After the meeting, Pakistan's foreign minister, Azaz Chaudhry, addressed reporters. He says that among the decisions taken were that ties between the two countries should be strengthened and also people-to-people contact would be strengthened so that the atmosphere can be created in which the peace process can move forward. It remains to be seen, however, how Modi's call for a partnership against terrorism will go over. In the past, there has been limited cooperation, especially between Afghanistan and Pakistan, in reigning in the Taliban. After months of tension, the two countries have seen a rapid diplomatic re-engagement recently, starting with a handshake and a brief meeting between the two prime ministers on the sidelines of the Paris Climate Summit. Elsewhere in the region, a powerful earthquake struck South Asia Friday night. The U.S. Geological Survey reported that the quake measured at magnitude 6.2 and was centered in the Hindu Kush region of Afghanistan. At least 30 people have been reported injured, though that number is likely to rise. Pope Francis has called for reconciliation among fractured communities in his annual Christmas Day homily. Presiding over a congregation of thousands at St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City, he says he prays that the United Nations may succeed in halting the conflict in Syria. He called on the international community to work to end atrocities in Libya, Iraq, Yemen, and in sub-Saharan Africa. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.